Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Il-Gvern Awstraljan jgħid li mhux se jagħmilha ta' bil-fors li kulħadd jieħu it-tilqima tal-COVID-19 meta din tibda tittieħed ix-xahar d-dieħel. Imma l-avukati jgħidu li dan ma jwaqafx lil xi negozji privati milli jċaħdu servizz lil xi ħadd li ma jkunx ħaq it-tilqima. L-ewwel nies fl-Awstralja jistgħu jibdew jieħdu it-tilqima kontra il-coronavirus sa minn nofs frar li ġej. Waqt li l-Gvern Federali jgħid li mhux se jagħmilha ta' bil-fors għal kulħadd li jieħu it-tilqima, il-gvernijiet tal-istati u n-negozji privati jistgħu jieħdu azzjoni differenti. Nhar it-tnejn il-Premier ta' New South Wales, Gladys Berejiklian, qalet li hija tappoġġja lill-negozji li jagħżlu li jċaħdu servizz lil dawk li jirrifjutaw li jieħdu l-vaċċin.
I don't ever like to force anybody to do anything, but there should be incentives in place for people to do certain things if it's for their own safety and the safety of others, and their conversations that'll be had, but again, we'd like there to be an incentive system where people are encouraged to have it because it means they can do all these things which they may otherwise not have been able to do.
Allura, kemm jistgħu jaslu li gvernijiet u negozji legalment jinkorraġixxu lin-nies biex jieħdu it-tilqima. Waqt li il-Prim Ministru Scott Morrison assikura lill-pajjiż li t-tilqim mhux ta' bil-fors, legalment il-gvern għandu id-dritt li jġiegħel lin-nies jitlaqmu. U din ma tkunx l-ewwel darba fl-Awstralja. Il-Gvern Awstraljan kien għamel it-tilqim tal-vaċċin bil-fors fis-seklu 19 biex jgħin kontra l-imxija tal-ġidri li saret l-ewwel marda infettiva li inqerdet mad-dinja kollha fl-1979. Imma il-professur tal-liġi tas-saħħa u etika mill-Università ta' Sydney, Cameron Stewart, jgħid li il-bżonn li it-tilqim kontra il-mard ikun bil-fors m'għadux problema meta n-nies jirrealizzaw kemm huwa effettiv il-vaċċin.
I think it's the combination of public trust and the success and the efficacy, all of that together meant that it wasn't necessary to have compulsory screenings. So by the 20th century we'd gotten rid of compulsory screenings. And of course by the end of the 20th century we started to see the collapse or the sort of rapid decline of vaccination rates, and then it came up again for discussion, and could we go to compulsory screening?
Nafu li madwar 60-70% tal-popolazzjoni ikolla bżonn tiġi imlaqma biex inħoloq livell ta' protezzjoni effettiva fil-komunità. Allura ikun hemm nies biżejjed li jieħdu it-tilqima jekk il-gvern ma jagħmilx it-tilqima ta' bil-fors. Hawnhekk huwa fejn jidħlu l-istati u n-negozji. Jekk dawn jiddeċidu li jagħmlu regoli li jrid ikollok it-tilqima għal xi xogħol jew servizz partikulari, dawk li ma jieħdux it-tilqima jistgħu jaslu f'sitwazzjoni li ma jkunux jistgħu jagħmlu mod ieħor. Diġà hemm bżonnijiet li tkun imlaqqam għal xi professjonijiet bħal dawk li jaħdmu fil-qasam tas-saħħa li jkollhom jieħdu l-injezzjoni tal-influenza kull sena, ħaddiema li jaħdmu fil-biċċeriji jridu jieħdu t-tilqima kontra ċertu deni magħruf li jista' jikkaġuna infezzjoni bħal influenza qawwija. U tard is-sena l-oħra il-kap ta' Qantas Alan Joyce qal li kull min irrit sifer barra l-Awstralja permess ta' Qantas irrit juri prova li jkun ħaq it-tilqima kontra il-COVID-19. Il-professur Stewart jgħid li dawn l-affarijiet għandhom ikunu biżejjed biex jinkoraġġixxu lil dak li jkun biex jieħu it-tilqima.
The states may very well not want to exercise their coercive power to force people into having vaccinations. And one of the reasons may be is because private operators themselves might put conditions on entry, conditional services. We're not going to let you ride this bus service, or we're not going to let you get on this plane unless you've got a vaccine history or perhaps a series of reasonable excuses for not having a vaccine. If anything, it might be that the government needs to regulate the other one and might need to set down particular circumstances where people might be able to claim an exemption, for example.
Allura il-postijiet ta' negozju u kummerċu u servizzi jistgħu legalment iċaħdu lin-nies mis-servizz jekk jirrifjutaw il-vaċċin tal-qima. Il-professur Luke Beck mill-Università ta' Monash li jispeċjalizza fil-liġi kostituzzjonali jgħid li ħafna drabi in-negozji għandhom dritt li jissettjaw ċerti kundizzjonijiet ta' dħul sakemm ma jkunux qegħdin jagħmlu diskriminazzjoni.
That's largely fine. It's kind of like an RSL club saying you can't come in unless you're wearing a college shirt. You can't come in if you're wearing thongs. That's just a condition of entry for a private business. And for the most part, private businesses can do that. Where it gets a little bit tricky is when it comes to people with health conditions or medical conditions, which means that they might not be able to get vaccinated. And most states and territories have anti-discrimination laws that prevent private businesses discriminating against people on the grounds of certain health conditions.
Ħaddiema li jaħdmu fuq quddiem ma' dawk affettwati mill-virus u komunitajiet vulnerabbli ser jibdew ikunu imlaqma x-xahar id-dieħel bit-tilqima l-popolazzjoni ġenerali ikompli aktar tard matul is-sena. Għal miżuri ta' saħħa u support li japplikaw bħalissa b'rispons għall-pandemija tal-COVID-19 bil-Malti, zur sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.